I thought you were a certainty for the Fianna Fáil nomination, and if you got it, I said, well, your brother is a big shot at Fianna Fáil.
For one moment, let me stop you there.
And I thought you'd win. That was the important thing.
Well, can I just put on the record, George, when I go into a voting booth, it's important to say this, I only ever vote along gender lines. My way of quotas,
women,
I'm unapologetically sexist. I find the best woman, if she happens to be in the rag and bone party, that's fine by me. I have never in my life voted party. I adore my brother, but he's got nothing to do with me. And my mother is from a very fine Fine Gael family, and her father fought with
Michael Collins. I can tell you my 100 euro went down the toilet. So we know how you voted in the presidential election. It was one of two people then.
Oh, no, my lips are sealed on that.
Look, finally, before you go, because the lovely Ingrid worked very hard to bring up our kids when I was missing most of the time.
You're going to make me feel guilty about my kids now.
No, I was just going to ask you.
I love you, George.
How difficult is it to be as successful as you are in your profession and bring up children? For women listening, for married women listening who have careers and everything.
It's a fair point, and I often try to dismiss it because I think I am incredibly privileged, as you know, George. Mm. I worked my butt off in school. I got a good job, and I have a very good income. So I have a great childminder who helps me mind my kids. But the truth is, when I go home, they want me in the middle of the night. You know, they come to me when they're sick. My five-year-old was sick yesterday. It's not easy, but I struggle. I'm probably useless at everything. You know, I'm late for everyone. I'm late. I'm the mother running in late to pick them up. That's just me.
Well done. I've met most of them. They're great kids. They're a credit to you, all of them. My guest on the programme, Miriam O'Callaghan, now has to go back, of course, to the real job of reporting to the nation. You know I'm colourblind, of course, but I'll do my best. It's a sort of Chelsea blue ensemble, if you're a Chelsea fan. And then the coat is sort of John Hayes red.
Both bought in Dunn stores.
Really?
Yeah, and this was €20 and the coat was €50.
See, there you are. Where would you get that kind of information except on the Right Hook extended edition coming to you from the National Count Centre at Dublin Castle?